From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting. Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump continues to make controversial statements.
Our government isn't giving us good protection. Our government has unleashed ISIS. I call President Obama and Hillary Clinton the founders of ISIS. They're the founders.
Well, for the second time this week, also a group of prominent Republicans say it will not support Donald Trump for president. More than 70 party members drafted a letter to Republican National Committee Chair Reince Priebus asking the RNC to stop Republican money, time, staff, and advertising to supporting Trump and rather use them instead for House and Senate candidates. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, campaigned in Michigan Thursday, where she gave an economic speech and blasted her opponent's policies.
He would give trillions in tax cuts to big corporations, millionaires, and Wall Street money managers. That would explode our national debt and eventually lead to massive cuts in priorities like education, health care, and environmental protection.
Clinton says the Trump package of tax cuts for the rich and for corporations will push the country back into recession and do nothing to help most Americans. Police are searching for clues to who set off two small bombs in Thailand's popular seaside resort town of Hua Hin, leaving at least one person dead and 20 others injured. Reports say the bombs were hidden in planters Thursday night on a busy street. The area is near many hotels and is popular with tourists. U.S. stocks racked up record highs on Thursday thanks to better-than-expected economic data and a rebound in oil prices. You're listening to VOA News.